Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, my name is Jerry Meek. I'm with Citizens Bank of Kentucky, and I'm trying to assist one of my customers. We filed a chargeback for her on a charge from Best Hardware for $56.95. I do understand we did receive the chargebacks, and we have now gotten the representment in, and we're trying to investigate it. While investigating the documents that you all provided, we did notice there were several discrepancies. One thing, it says that there was product shipped, but there was no tracking number provided. And I just got finished talking to a very nice lady named Portia. And she said that there actually wasn't anything shipped, that it was a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid set. It started out as $7.95, and she had 48 hours to cancel. But in the documents, I noticed that there were several little discrepancies. As I said, there was no tracking number provided, and that's what I was trying to find. And that the email is not any of the emails we have on file for her. It's similar, but it's not the same. And then also the IP address, one of the biggest ones, is that she has online banking with us, which means every time she checks her balance or her account, which she's one of those that does numerously every day, none of the IP addresses that she has ever logged into to check her banking ever comes from anything near the IP address that was presented, given to us. So I have a feeling maybe this might have been someone impersonating her and using her card. I do know we are currently holding the chargeback money, and based upon if you all would be willing to issue a refund, I could go ahead and accept your all's representment, and that money would come back to you that is being held on chargeback right now, if that would be something you could do based upon the possible fraud.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. I'll be more than happy to help you. Can you verify her first and last name to make sure I have the correct account, please?
Right. The name is Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A. Last name is Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-D. A little bit different.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I got to verify this address, 109 Township Road, 1316 South Point, Ohio.
That's pretty close. It's 1317, so it's in the ball
game.
You
do have several discrepancies. Yes, ma'am, that doesn't sound normal. And the weird thing is, it's off by one, and then I see the email address. You said it's not bosslady718@gmail.com, but it's close to that also, right?
It's close to it. And the biggest thing is, well, the two biggest things, there's no tracking number to show anything got ship, but in the pre-arb it says that there is a, it doesn't give a tracking number, but it does say that the $56.95 is with shipment. So there's you know, nothing there.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is the IP address. Ever since she's had an account with us, she's had the online banking, which means, as I said, every time she signs in to her online banking account.
Yeah, I'll see it. I get it. I check mine about every hour. I'm paranoid.
Oh, you're worse than her, and she does quite a bit.
Yes, I'm paranoid. I don't go in a store. I've had it, you know, where, you know how if the bank thinks it's attempted fraud and they cut your card off. Well, I'm constantly checking it. Every time I bought $400 worth of groceries it was right before Christmas, and for Christmas dinner, got up there to pay, my card was declined. I knew the money was in it, but then you just want to cry. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, and you think everybody's looking at you.
Yes, ma'am. And even if they're not, they are in your mind. And, you know, I start sweating, and my 11-year-old's looking at me like, are we poor now? No, baby, we've always been poor, but we've always had money to eat, you know.
Oh,
so,
yes.
But we can help you out with it. Since the information doesn't match, ma'am, I can go ahead and issue these refunds. I get what you're saying. Y'all are holding the money for the chargeback. So basically what I'm going to do here is refund you on my end. and that refund will be in the account in 3 to 5 business days, and then you're just going to release the hold on the chargeback. Is that correct?
Yes. What I will do, as soon as I see those out there pending, I will go ahead, instead of fighting the re-presentment, I'll go in and accept it, which means they'll send that $56.95 right back to you. And I said, you know, here I'm asking you all to trust me, so, you know, that I'm honest.
Yes, because I just tried, and it's not going to let it go through on my end. It looks like, I just asked my supervisor, it looks like she said we have to cancel the chargeback before the company will allow us to do a refund. But I get the information doesn't match, but I guess you'll just have to make a decision on which route you want to go, and I understand either way.
Okay. If you are able to, which unfortunately when I submit this, if I trust you, and you say that as soon as you get that chargeback money released back to you, that you'll issue a refund.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can give you my first and last name, my operator number, and my supervisor above me, and even her supervisor if you want it, that way in case you need to get in touch.
Yes, ma'am. Just possibly maybe a direct line to you so I don't have to bounce around.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you now. I don't have a direct line, but what you can do, I can give you, you would call in, and I'm going to give you my supervisor's name because they will actually transfer you to her, but they won't to me. I'm not that high up, so, but they can get you to her, and I'm going to put the notes in the computer exactly what's happening. That way, you will have, you talk to Crystal Falk, and my supervisor's name, which I can give you, and all you would do is call in and say, I need to speak to Kristen, B as in boy, U as in umbrella. That's all they allow me to give is their first two letters. But the supervisor of Crystal Falk, and they get you right over to her.
Oh, okay. And Crystal Falk, and is that F-A-L-T?
No, ma'am. It's going to be F as in Frank, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, L as in Larry, K as in kangaroo.
Oh, Falk.
Yes,
okay.
Nobody else has. It's very unusual. Most of the people I know with that last name spell it F-A-L-K.
Yeah. And tell her that I need to speak to B.
Well, Kristen.
You. Kristen.
And then Kristen, B as in boy, U as in umbrella, are the first two of her last name. They just won't let me give it all out for security.
I do understand that. We don't, we no longer sign all our documents, goes out anymore, just in case someone gets mad because we told them that, no, we're not giving you money.
Oh, yes. You wouldn't believe, I had somebody threaten to break my legs yesterday. They were going to come find me. And they were, and I, you know, I did, they said, you're Southern. And I said, yes, I'm in Alabama, which, you know, I'm not going to lie. And then he said, I'm on my way to break your legs. And I was like, okay, I'm so sorry.
That's just awesome.
But I'm just thinking, if this is how people deal with something this, you know, this little bit over something, you know, what is going to happen when, like, the tire blows out on their vehicle going down the road? They're really going to lose it.
Yeah, those are the ones that have road rage, and you don't want to
and
be
those
one
are
in
the
front of them.
Yes, ma'am. Those are the ones that, you know, they just assume in their life and to let you over in front of them. That kills me.
So, anyway, I'm going ahead right now and completing the documents for this so I can get it sent on. I'm not sure how many days it takes for it to come through to you. I will try to call back sometime later next week after Thanksgiving and see if you all have received that credit back yet or not.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be perfect. And I'm making notes in the computer that you're going to drop the dispute.
And because I said it's so close either way that Visa could rule it almost either way, there are discrepancies.
Yes,
ma'am.
There
is kind of close, too. But, you know, it's... The customer swears up and down she didn't do it, and You know where that goes, you know.
Oh, yes,
so I will go ahead and send this in to you, Kristen. And thank you very much. And I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. And by the way, my name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-I.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Just think of Tom and Jerry the cartoon, and you've got Jerry.
What state are you in?
Kentucky.
I knew it was Southern. Yes, ma'am. I was thinking, well, first I thought Georgia, and I said no. Then I said Mississippi. And so I was just right off.
Just keep on going up the river.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you have a great day. You are a joy to talk to. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.